Mishnah Ilei Torah Manshda Dalad Iyo Toshin Pei Dalad Rabbi Yehuda Simud.
Good morning, Pasha Semoy. Good morning. Pasha Semoy has many, many, many mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Pasuk says, "Ulesechal v'Hashem kodshi." Person is also forbidden to profane the name of Hashem. V'nikdashti b'seich b'dei Yisrael, and I shall become kodesh amongst Klal Yisrael. Ani Hashem mikadeshchem. The Rambam in the Chassidus Da'atir writes the entire perek hey, the halachas of Kiddush Hashem. Halachas of Kiddush Hashem, and Bemis Chazal puts the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem very, very, very high. I'm going to say very quickly the four Mamori Chazal, where we see that they treat Kiddush Hashem, or Chilul Hashem, as a mitzvah which is unique, something different from all other mitzvahs. But the Gemara in Yuma says, Achas Hashem, if a person is over an asay, he does tshuva, and he's forgiven. A lav, tshuva, plus Yom HaKippurim. A bigger avir like Kolos, Tshuva, Yom HaKippurim, plus Yisurim. But one avir never gets forgiven. Chilul Hashem. So you see, Chazal put it on a whole different level. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, Ein Makifin b'Chilul Hashem. That Rashi Pashas explains that no credit on Kiddush Hashem, no credit. All other avirs into the Shmuel lets you a week or two, a year or two. Chilul Hashem, no credit at all. The more there is another explanation that if a person Hashem is whatever Chilul Hashem, then they have the Hashem. It's machriya everything. It's machriya if a person is not zebeinani. Chilul Hashem is machriya. Finally, we have two. A Mishnah in Ovis. The Mishnah in Ovis says there's two other nekudas. That echad shoygig veechad meizit bechilul Hashem. That a person is over on Chilul Hashem even by shoygig. And Kolam Bechal Shemeshmaim the says, and if anyone will go, that if a person is Bechal Shemeshmaim in private, Akshvoch will punish them in public. He will discuss later. Chilul Hashem in private seems a bit of a contradiction. Or the idea of Chilul Hashem will come to. So you see a number of Mamori Chazal. I just want to say this very beautiful Nekudah from the Kirch V'er, this was Blas, the Talmud of Yisrael Salant. He says the following point, very interesting point, which I've heard seen a number of places quoted. That he writes as follows. That why is it that Chilul Hashem, nothing in this world can be mechapa, yisurin, tshuva, Yom HaKippurim, it just doesn't work. The reason this is going to explain a bit, the tafkid of Yid is to create Kiddush Hashem, and therefore he's doing the exact opposite. So whatever punishment, however much suffering, whatever happens in this world, it's so big that this world alone is not enough for it. We know Midotev and Merubah. So, with the 500 times. So, for Kiddush Hashem, he writes, there's nothing in this world that is big enough and great enough to pay back and reward for Kiddush Hashem. So, therefore, he says that if a person was able to mekayim Kiddush Hashem, then with other mitzvahs, we always have a pachad that a Kiddush Baruch Hu sometimes, Meshalem, a sin of a pun of Avidom, that a Kiddush Baruch Hu sometimes has a hanhoga, that if a person has done a mitzvah, then he can, so to speak, eat up his Olam Haba with the pleasures of Olam Hazeh. Something which a person has to be careful about, not to use up his Olam Haba with the pleasures of Olam Hazeh. With Kiddush Hashem, you can never have that problem. Just like we see by Chilul Hashem, no suffering can be enough to cover the Aveva. With the Tevim Aruba, there's no reward great enough that a person can use it up. There's nothing in this world which is good enough to compensate. If a person does a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, then what happens is he's guaranteed that that is going to be stored for him in Olam Haba. And he also continues, as we just mentioned a few Mamori Chazal, Echad Shege Ve'echad Meizet Bechilul Hashem. The same thing is like Kiddush Hashem. Many times a person can create a Kiddush Hashem without realizing, and that in itself will be reward in the Shemai. So I want to say, it's a work we have in Shehashim. There's a pasuk in Shehashim which talks about Kiddush Hashem, and people are not so aware of it. It's a very, very beautiful pasuk, very, very beautiful pasuk. So therefore, I'd like to read it out a bit. The pasuk is like this: Omarti, it's Perek Zayin, pasuk Tes. Omarti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I said, Ele besomo. What do you mean, Ele besomo? Rashi says, I read out the words of Rashi. Says Rashi, Omarti Ele besomo, Mispoy ani. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I boast. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I boast. What? Ben Chayolus Shalmalo, between the armies of above, that's the Malachim. Bochem, about you. I boast about you, Perek Zayin, Posuk Tes. A very beautiful Posuk. Malti Ele B'Samot. Samot, the date tree. Kralisok Pet, a date tree. Just like a date tree doesn't sway in the wind. All other trees, if it's windy, these branches start swaying. The date tree doesn't sway. Kralisok have a strength. They don't sway. Furthermore, Sfonu says a date tree is very straight, very yash, very, grows very straight. Kali solo, a yashus to a nation, or a nation that behaves with the yashus. So, Tom solo song, Kali solo compared to the date tree. So, Amalti Akshorchu says that I said, Amalti, Hashem says by himself, Amalti, I said, Ele besomo, says Rashi, Nispoani bin Chayom Shemalu Bechem, I boast amongst the armies of above, the Malachim, about you. That I'll become uplifted, I'll become sanctified, I'll become Kaddish through you in this world. You mekadish my name in the nations. Do like a little marsh. Imagine you've got a father who's got a son that he really like he feels proud of. So he says to people, you know, my son, I don't know, he always gets to shul on time. He knows any mishnah you ask him. He's always kind, always shares. You're boasting. What's the biggest pachad after such a boast? Is that in the next minute the child goes and does the opposite chassid shalom. Can you imagine how embarrassing it is to the father? And like Shmuel says, I boast to the Malachim that you, Klal Yisrael, you make my name Kaddish, you lift me up, you make me special. Therefore, the ato, I can't read the whole Rashi, it's a long Rashi. The ato, ha'minyas tevorai, make my words true. That you do not follow the nations. And let you keep up your faith. And the Pasuk then says, that Klal Yisrael reply, it takes two, three psukim. That Klal Yisrael say, that the way we speak is the way that gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu tremendous cover, the tremendous respect. And Rashi says, So Rashi says that what do Klal Yisrael say, what do Klal Yisrael do that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so happy? The Klal Yisrael say, I need a doidi v'layta shukosir, that whatever I do is for the sake of Hashem, and I only yearn for Hashem. It's very beautiful, Rashi. And we always point out that when a person loses a relative, a father, mother, what do? We say Kaddish. Say Kaddish. What's Kaddish? To makdish the name of Hashem. Why do we say Kaddish? Because the tachlis of a yid is from Kaddishim Shomayim. Now that he's gone, a person, he or she, has left this world, so we try to fulfill the void by being Mekadishim Shomayim. That is the tafkid of a person. And before we get into the actual halachas in it, there's very, very beautiful words of Rabbeinu Yonah, Shari Tshuva, a couple of places. He writes in Shari Gimel, Sif Kuf Mem Gimel, Ha'itzun Kulom Nivu L'Choyd Hashem Yisroach. Everything that was created was Vimar B'Kvoyd Shomayim. Shenema, Ka'aniko V'Shmi V'Lichvoydi B'Rosi B'Tzatu V'Hasisim. Everything that I created only to make the covenant of Hashem greater. Therefore, he says, a person logically can work it out. Somebody chas v'shalom does the opposite. Of dot kvoso, he has no hope because he's doing the exact opposite of what he was created. He says, not enough that he's not doing what he was created for, he's actually doing the opposite. And that's why he says for certain others, this chorus, he goes on that mahalach. And then he writes, this is a little bit later in Kuf Mem Ches, he says, you should know, Kadov Yodua. The way of Kiddush Hashem is Lo'idia b'chomivtus v'osayim u'b'chol ha'shiyim mizu einayim u'b'chol ha'nogo u'p'ol yodayim. That a person really, every time he opens his mouth, and every time he moves his eyes, and every moment that he moves his hands, every action he does with his hands, there should only be one thought before he does any of these things. Am I being mekadesh Hashem shomayim? If that's what you're doing before you do something, before you open your mouth, are the words that I'm saying is be mekadesh Hashem Shomayim or not? Okay. So we just spoke a bit about the chashivos se'inim, that we see that this is the tafkid of a yid. We said the Rambam in the Chassidus HaTorah, he sets a whole perek, the halachos kedusha Hashem, and Oh, right. Okay. Oh, got that. So the Rambam writes there are three dinim in Kiddush Hashem. Unfortunately, people know it's such a obvious, such a serious like a thing. You think everybody will be aware. You think that Kiddush Hashem. Unfortunately, some people, the mind comes, the first thought comes by is picking up rubbish in the park in front of goyim. And the Rambam, in fact, writes there is no Kiddush Hashem in front of goyim. Kiddush Hashem is only in front of yidden. This very quickly, the Rambam writes there's three dinim in Kiddush Hashem. The first one is chas v'shalom if a person is being offered a choice to be over one of the three aveiros chamuros. No, I should have different. To die al Kiddush Hashem is one of the three avoiders of Kiddush Hashem. When is a person b'chuyv to die al Kiddush Hashem? So the Rambam again splits that into three. That there's a time for the three aveiros chamuros, it makes no difference if it's in private or in public, if it's shas hashmat or not shas hashmat. A person is always b'chuyv to die al Kiddush Hashem for the three aveiros chamuros. Then, if it's shas hashmat, then even for the smallest thing, if it means if the goy is trying to take a person away from Yiddishkeit, then even for the smallest, even for a minig, a person has to die Kiddush Hashem. And there's another one that if a person does it in public in front of 10 yidden, when a goy is doing, when the person, the goy is telling a yid to be over a mitzvah, then a person should die Kiddush Hashem. So that is all included in dying al Kiddush Hashem, which is a chayva on every yid. The second part of Kiddush Hashem, the Rambam writes, is when a person is a Talmud Chacham or a Gadol, where people look to him to see how to serve Hashem. And Chas v'Shalom, if a person behaves in a way that people that are put off serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the opposite of Kiddush Hashem. And finally, the Rambam writes, and this is not so well known, that whenever a person does a mitzvah where there's no motivation whatsoever, no motive, no gain, no financial gain, no covet, and he does it l'shem shomayim, that's the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And lehepach, if a person does an aveira for no reason whatsoever, without any pleasure whatsoever, then they have been over the issa of chilul Hashem. I want to speak about that one the most. I just want to say a few halachos on the other two, because the other two are more well known. So just a couple of halachos. One, that's brought down a number of tshuvas for him. So brought down, Shpinkus talks about it a couple of places. That to say I'm not a yid is a hoig v'aliyavim. It shouldn't happen to us, but a person has to be aware that if, let's say, the Hamas would grab somebody, are you Jewish or not? A person is allowed to pretend, but not allowed to ever say the words, I'm not a Yid, and a person is mechuyev to die al Kiddush Hashem rather than say the words, I'm not a Yid, because that is considered Abu Zurayud Abu Dazor, and if a better person should die than Chas v'Shalom to do such a thing. And the person has to be aware, because the person might think to himself, well, say I'm not a Yid, it's not such a big, you know, not such a terrible thing to say, I'm just pretending. No, just the word saying I'm not a Yid is a hog by Yavim. A second akuda is that the Rosh, the Chas Chaim Rosh, he wrote different seifim, what a person should behave, and he said, Rosh HaVoid is more marich. It's a number of places that a person, when he says Shema, should mechaven and be mitzayah that he's dying al Kiddush Hashem. It's brought down a number of places. Siddur Sheshavid writes amazing schar, kolecho ragdu kol ayoyim, we're killed every day on you, how he killed every day on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Siddur Sheshavid writes even that it doesn't cause a person any harm, it doesn't do any, and a person gets unlimited schar, which we spoke at the beginning, the schar of Kiddush Hashem. This, what a person should do is to spend a few moments when he says Shema to picture what would he do if he'd be offered the choice of dying al Kiddush Hashem or Chas v'Shalom doing an aveira? I'm picturing himself dying al Kiddush Hashem, and he says the schar is very, very great in Shemayim. There's a third nekuda I want to say about that dying al Kiddush Hashem nekuda. There's a famous Sfas Emes in this week's parasha. I'm not famous, but you say this like a Sfas Emes that Rashi brings in this week's parasha. When he talks about Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, Rashi writes, "Kshu Moise Atzmo, the person dies at Kiddush Hashem, Yimse Atzmo Yam Noslamos." The person should have a decision, he's doing it because he prefers to die. That means he's ready to die. Shkara Moise Atzmo Nosamnes, if a person does it in order that he should only cause his sins to less, Ein Oisin Noines. It doesn't work. If a person has a kabbana that I'm going to survive, it's going to be okay, he won't have a ness. If a person does it, the Shem Shemaim, a person does it, I'm ready to do, give up my life for the sake of Hashem, then your ness will happen to him. And he brings Shkim Sim Khadan Shol Vazaya. We saw that Bachadan Shol Vazaya that Yecheskel told them that you should know that you could run away, but they said, no, we prefer to die at Kiddush Hashem. Okay. So Hashem has asked the question that the Chayyah, by every mitzvah, so Hashem is here in this Kuzbar, she asked, by every mitzvah, you do it for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rashi doesn't need to write by tefillin. Don't do it because you're hoping to get extra schar. Don't do tzitzis because of the Gemara that everybody who wears tzitzis will be zeichet to 2,800 servants when the Mashiach comes. You do it because Hashem said so. Why by Kiddush Hashem does Rashi need to tell us you have to do it because Hashem said and not because you're hoping to be survive to escape? He says a very, very, very big Kiddush, interesting idea. He says that the emes is, imagine a Yid is being offered the choice to die al Kiddush Hashem or to Hashem Zuhu Naveh. And he says, I'm going to die al Kiddush Hashem. And then a Ness happens, somehow like Hanan Shavazaya, the fire doesn't harm him. What would you say immediately? What would your reaction be? That's a Kiddush Hashem. That's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. That's amazing Kiddush Hashem. Imagine a person is offered the choice, it's a dangerous situation, and he decides rather than to do the Aveira, he'll die on Kiddush Hashem, and Ashwoch makes a Ness to save him. That is a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. He says, what happens is, a person may think to himself, that's the Kiddush Hashem that I want. That's Gishmaki Kiddush Hashem? No, it's not. Why? Because your avoider is to do your chelik of Kiddush Hashem. And your chelik of Kiddush Hashem, there's a Kiddush Hashem also when a person dies at Kiddush Hashem, because then he's showing that Shvochu's word is more important than anything else. That's also a Kiddush Hashem. So the question is, a person, when he's offered the choice, he thinks to himself, either way will be a Kiddush Hashem. Which one should I aspire to? So you have to aspire to what is your tafkid. Your tafkid is to die Kiddush Hashem. The fact there will be another Kiddush Hashem another way, that's not what you should be thinking about. The Kuddush Hashem says that many times the person thinks about how I can make it that there will be a big Kiddush Hashem without thinking about what is the right thing for a person to do. I talk about going back, obviously now it's not our Yetzirah. But think about the original reform, when they said to themselves that if people drive to Shul on Shabbos, there'll be a big Kiddush Hashem, hundreds of people come to Shul. If the people forbid them to drive to Shul on Shabbos, what's going to happen? Nobody will come to Shul. It's very difficult to get to Shul. We're going to have a very small minyan. And then what happened was, in the end, they ended up with people driving on Shabbos but not getting to Shul. They ended up with neither. What was their mistake? Besides the fact that halachically it was wrong. This is the nekudah of the Sfas Emes. Our job is not to be thinking about how we're going to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu create his Kiddush Hashem. Our job is to do what is mutal on us, what's placed on us. What's placed on a person in such a situation is ready to be die Kiddush Hashem. It might be more difficult. Why not even create that great Kiddush Hashem that he would be hoping for through a Ness? It's something for Machshava. I want to get on. We said also there's the second chelik. The Rambam says there's three halachos Kiddush Hashem. Dying at Kiddush Hashem, we said there's many halachos to that. There's a Talmud Chacham. Chabad Chaim writes that a Talmud Chacham is not measured by, many times a person walks around and thinks, who am I? Am I a Talmud Chacham? I'm not a Talmud Chacham, I know nothing. That's a very big mistake. Because when it comes to Kiddush Hashem, a person has to look at how other people look at them. And this is true. Nowadays, Kimat, anybody who's from, is looked upon by people around as being a model to look up to. So a person has to be very careful. The achrayas shavuot, the tremendous achrayas that there is, that even if they themselves don't feel loyal shavuot, they still have it in Kiddush Hashem. There's another very interesting chiddush that Rizal Zilberstein talks about, being the achrayas, is that when a kehila does something, then that is the same as a rov, and it can create a chilul Hashem. I'll tell you how it happened. Many years ago, there was a kehila, and they were buying on credit from a certain shop, and the grocery shop, and he was literally struggling because he wasn't having any cash flow. So Mr. Zilberstein called in the community, and he said to them, it's a chilul Hashem. So one of the people there had the chutzpah, said, which din in the Rambam is a chilul Hashem? It's not dank Kiddush Hashem. It's not something done in prior. It's not the third one which you've got no motivation. So you say, because we're talmidei chachamim. But this is a poshta kehila. It's not gedolim over here. It was a small kehila. That's the soul. It says, when an entire kehila behave in a certain way, which is off-putting to other people, that's a chilul Hashem. Person has a shul where a lot of people are talking, or a shul people come late, or something where that is, you say, well, each person says not a god, not a rav. No, that's a chilul Hashem, because people look at it sibul as an interesting chiddush, and he said, therefore, if it's sibul, do something, it'll all double park. Anyway, which person says nothing wrong, each person has done something wrong, or they don't indicate, or things like that. That could be a chilul Hashem. Oh, the third chiddush, the biggest chiddush of the Rambam, is chas v'shalom, if a person does an aveira without any pleasure, then it's chilul Hashem. If a person does a mitzvah without any reward, that's a kiddush Hashem. Again, Shvinka says this. It's a very interesting way of looking at it. The Rambam, again, I want to say, the Michta Belio in two different places writes, the Ikem Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is this third one. It brings the Gemara of Monsanhedrin. The Gemara says that somebody who fights is Yetzirah, Yechab Denoni, the double nun, is Mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Olam HaZeh and Mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Olam HaBo. So imagine a person completely in private, fighting is Yetzirah, is Mechabed Hashem in B'Olam HaZeh and in B'Olam HaBo, like the Poskin Shah Hashem recorded. So Shushbek says, imagine the following scenario. Person's in the bathroom on Shabbos. He needs some toilet paper, and there's none which is cut up. So he's got a nisah, does he tear it or not? There's a way to do it up yalach, which is perfectly okay, and that is to use it, and then to flush it. But the person has that yetzah, is in the bathroom, nobody's ever going to know. There's no covered shilas, no financial motivations, absolutely nothing. And he's oimed ben yisoyen, and he does it the right way halachically. That is the essence of Kiddush Hashem. So there's a few places of destiny. In fact, it's a beautiful thing. He says, when people dream about Kiddush Hashem, it brings the different levels of Kiddush Hashem we talked about. So people imagine that they do something and the whole world knows about it. It's a huge Kiddush Hashem. Very few people dream about that Kiddush Hashem, where it's completely in private and the person does a mitzvah which nobody knows about it and there's no reward, not financial, not cover, no honor. That's the Kiddush Hashem. Why don't we dream of it? The Mitzvah writes a bit harshly. He says, because we're not so keen about Kiddush Hashem, we're much more keen about Kiddush Atzmeinu. We want to make ourselves famous. Since we want to make ourselves famous, so that's Geschmack, that's exciting. Kiddush Hashem. The Chofetz Chaim writes, it's very interesting, Chofetz Chaim. That if a person speaks Lashon Hara, he's over on Chilul Hashem. Why? There's no pleasure. Since there's no pleasure, so you're doing an aveira without any financial gain, without emotional gain, therefore it's Chilul Hashem. And all the different swarm ask the question, what do you mean no pleasure? Everybody knows.
Shas Masa is a pleasure.
Oh, exactly. That's the question. So it's very nice. Azich was somebody asked the man Shashim in front of me this question. He said a very, very nice answer, which I've never seen in any of the Sfarim. It's a very beautiful answer. He said like this, the Chofetz Chaim means that if a person speaks Lashon Hara all the time, sometimes he'll say Lashon Hara without any reason whatsoever. I mean, sometimes a person comes home, the chazan took much too long. So it's literally, well, he needs to say it to somebody, or the Rav spoke and it was irritating him. So one can understand that can happen. But sometimes a person gets used to speak Lashon Hara, but sometimes throw out a sentence, something negative about somebody, and he had absolutely no game, no. That's the answer Man Shoshiv Zichzak Yavach gave. But actually, the other Swam do talk about it, then Sashacha talks about it. So one of them quotes from Shem Lechaz Nisha, you see the Gadlus of the Chofetz Chaim, that he tackle. He never had a connection to the Geschmackheit of Lashon Hara. There's another answer which is like this, is that the pleasure of Lashon Hara is a pleasure which one shouldn't really want to have. I mean, what's the pleasure? It's to be able to, let's say, if a person has kinna or a person wants to put other people down to make themselves feel better. It's not the kind of, it's not actually the case. The person eats a piece of non-kosher food. So it's a type of which it's born with. You're born with. So Pshay is, you are nichshel naver, but you didn't do it as a chilul Hashem. These pleasures, so to speak, a person shouldn't really have them. And therefore that's why Chofetz Chaim held that it's not a p'tur. Okay. So he said, so when a person does an aveira completely without any pleasure, is over chilul Hashem. A person does a mitzvah, mamish deshem shamayim, nobody knows about it. Nobody gains from it. He doesn't gain any financial, any pleasure whatsoever. Yizrichet HaKiddush Hashem. And we said that that's why we finish off, when a person's lifter, we do Kaddish, because that's what's lost. When a person's lifter, what's lost is Kiddush Hashem in the world. So we're down that we all know this Din Yerusha. Yerusha, person's lifter is Shulchan Yarshan. Why did Shulchan Yarshan? Says one of the Shulchan writes, because the tafkid of a person, the main tafkid of a person, Kaddish Shem Shemayim. So when he's nifter, his children have to fulfill that void. How can they fulfill that void? They have to use the kelim which they have, which he left behind, to fulfill that, to help fulfill the void. So Hashem gives them the yerusha that they should be able to do it. Okay. Well, I'm not so much time. I just want to say one thing like this: that about 15 years ago, I was living here at Sefer, And suddenly he came to speak to Rabinovich, I think, and he said a Meshe Chochma. And at the time, it's such an impression me that 15 years later, I can still remember it. So maybe if I say now, 15 years' time, I'll come back. But it's unbelievable. You should look inside the Meshe Chochma. So this week's parasha. You look in the parasha, the famous question that the Torah tells us, in parasha's Emor, all the different Yomim Tovim. And suddenly, the middle between Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, it tells us about the mitzvah Leket Shikhan Peh. It's the famous question, why did that come into between Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, Leket Shikhan Peh? He also brings a medrash Leshech Chochma that the Kachor who says, I'll destroy all the nations. The Christ that keep the mitzvah Leket Shikhan Peh, they'll never be destroyed. Never be destroyed. Well, what's so special about it? He says, we know that Kachor who judges people by Shem U'Shom. The way you're behaving at the time has a very big effect. That's why on Shonim Kippur time, we behave on a higher level. Even people eat Pasakum just the rest of the year, but the Shina says, make sure they don't. So he asks the interesting question that in the winter, in agricultural society, nowadays not so many us, but farmers, which 90% of the population were used to be, in the winter, you have nothing to do. Nothing to do. I once spoke to a gardener. He said to me that from October to March, he's completely unemployed in England. From October to March, no work at all, nothing goes. If you look in, I don't know if any of you got grass, you didn't need to mow it from October to March. So he says that, so Meshech Chochma asks, what does a goy do in the winter? He drinks, goes to the pub every night, he does avails the whole time. What does a yid do? Sits and learns Torah. In the summer, you're busy from morning till night, literally from morning till night. You're busy harvesting, planting, all the things the person needs to do in the summer. So if we were to choose when to make Rosh Hashanah, we would make it at the end of the winter, where Yidin has spent an entire winter learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, and the Goyim has spent an entire winter just drinking. And when did Akshvorchu make it? Akshvorchu made it to the end of the summer. Mechatesa. The end of the summer, nobody's had time to learn, nobody's had time to do mitzvahs. Busy, busy, busy. So the answer is because there's one mitzvah that Kaisal do in the summer. Leket Shikhan Peh. What's so special about it? Whenever a person gives money, first match a person gives money, Tachlus is Kan. So he chooses, I want to give to you, not to you. I give you, you thank me, I feel good about it, give to a certain moisture about it, you have my name on the wall. Leket Shikhan Peh, you put the produce down, and somebody you do not like comes to the field and takes it. And you say, wait a second, I've got a big double chok, I'm a good friend, my next door neighbor is coming in an hour's time. You can't stop him. Leket Shikhan Peh is literally you're giving without getting anything back at all. He says that's a middle which is miyuchet for Klal Yisrael. And that middle says Akshvorchu, the way a person behaves, that's how you treat Akshvorchu treats it. You give to other people without anything, Akshvorchu gives to Klal Yisrael without them doing anything good back. Therefore, Akshvorchu Dafka put the Yom HaDin after the summer. When we've done such a behavior, then Avadim will be Zeichet, because even if we've done nothing, Akshvorchu behaves like the way we behaved. And he fits it into the Pesukim very nicely, the Shchochma. It's a Mordek at the head, Mordek, Mordek at the head. That Klal Yisrael are special. Somebody once said to me, that the Muslim community in Manchester wanted to do Atzalah because they heard about the Yiddish community. So they asked loads of questions, and then they said, and how much do they get paid? They said, no, it's a volunteer basis. Volunteer basis, that's not going to work with us. You're not going to be able to get a group of goyim to actually go out the whole time on a volunteer basis. It won't work. It won't happen. That's the middle of Klal Yisrael. They're able to give and give without anything back. And because of that, the Zeicha, anyway, it's always Zeicha to Mekadosh Shem Shomayim, and then to see the greatest Kiddush Hashem, the best girls of them. Amen.